Back here, Chase Willie and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We're streaming on the Game Nashville app. The suit, Chase McCabe, has finally arrived. Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you. We say hello. Thank you very much. Hey, shout out to my man Ladarius, because I was the one that left something, and he goes and he fixes it.
We always can count on Ladarius. I'm telling you, man. He's the most reliable guy that you can get.
He is a five-tool player.
When 10 o'clock hits and the show, it's time to start, Darius is always calm, cool, and collected. Never scrambling. I've never seen the guy sweat.
I know.
And we were at Titans training camp for 3 weeks.
He is a
five. Still didn't see him sweat.
He's a five-tool player, and which is a perfect segue to our next guest. Rick Sweet, the manager of the Nashville Sounds, the division-winning Nashville Sounds, on the line with us. Rick, how are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Congratulations. A fantastic season by the Sounds. You got a game coming up here in about an hour and a half, so we appreciate you taking the time to come on with us as you'll wrap up the regular season. But you win the division and knew this year that I guess was kind of born out of COVID, but I like it. I don't know how you feel about it, but basically you go and you play this weekend. You play Saturday. You win that one. You play for the whole thing on Sunday, and then – call it a season. What do you think about this AAA championship format?
Well, I think coming out of COVID, it gets us back into that routine of having some type of playoff system. And, I hope next year we go back to a more old school where we play three or five games. But for now, we've played 150 games already. We're already a month over what we usually play in the minor leagues. So we've had a full season plus an extra month thrown in there, and that is based on COVID. So for me, it's going to be – I'm looking forward to it. It's we've done the hard part, the marathon of 150-game season. Now to have two quick games for the championship, I'm looking forward to it.
One thing that Major League Baseball has done with the minors and with AAA specifically is they've tested a lot of different rules. And I know that you've been a part of that, whether it's a replay system or balls and strike system. What's kind of been your takeaway as a guy that's been in the game for a long time of some of these rules that baseball has experimented with?
Well, pretty much all experiment when they experiment with rules, it's through AAA. They want to get it as close to the big leagues as possible. And some of them I like. The extra inning rule, that was a great rule, especially for the minor leagues, but the year they used it in the big leagues, they liked it also. It really, for the minor leagues, it really creates problems for us when we play 13, 14, 15 innings. So I liked that rule. I was not a fan initially of the robo umpire where the umpires weren't involved, but they've gone to a challenge system, which I think is fantastic. I think next year in AAA, I'm hoping and I'm pushing that we're going to use it. Basically, what that is the umpire calls the game. I like having umpires call the game,
but
you can challenge the call. And we only had one place where we did that this year, and that was in Charlotte. And we only got to use it one six-game series. But in that six games, it convinced me that I think it's the future, even for the major leagues, where it gives you that ability, like when they went to, after a play is called, you could challenge it. And they went to the cameras and, checked it all out, and they got to play right. Well, they find out the umpire's right a high percentage of the time. With the challenge system on balls and strikes, it's the same way. The umpire calls a strike. The hitter doesn't like it. The hitter instantly has to say, I want to challenge that. The umpire steps back, points up to the score, up to the press box, and they go to the camera in the outfield into the scoreboard, and here comes the ball into, how you watch on TV, you can see they've got the rectangle for the strike zone.
Mm-hmm. Like a tennis match, they have that, right, Rick?
It's the same thing. It is. It's just like tennis. Here comes the ball, and you see if the umpire is right or wrong. And it's funny, every fan in both teams, their heads instantly turn to the scoreboard to see the replay. And it happens quick. It does not delay the game. It happens within 10, 15 seconds total that they can get this ball or strike. You get three challenges. If your challenge is correct, if you win the challenge, you get it back. So you can keep all three. If you miss it, obviously you lose it. And if you lose all three, then you don't have any more challenges. So it's very unique, and it's exciting. It adds more to the game, I think. So I really like that rule. You know, the bigger bases, I'll give and take on that one. I like it because guys don't get stepped on, but you go from a small pizza box to an extra large pizza box.
Hey, I like the extra large pizza box.
I'm a pizza guy, so that's why it reminds me of that pizza box.
We're talking to Nashville Sounds manager Rick Sweets. Now, Coach, what is the difference between last year and this year? Because you guys right now are plus, I think, 21, 22 games. So what
division
is the difference?
Champs, yeah. Man.
So what was the difference from this year, last year to this year's team?
Well, I think last year we had a very good year, but last year we got to the end of the year and we lost a lot of players to the big leagues. You know, there's always injuries. We lose players through where we trade them, we move them on. And we didn't have the players at AA to refresh the club, to bring that new blood into the club. This year, once we got through, we initially were an older team early in the year. And we got about halfway through the year, we lost two or three of our main guys because we traded them. They had an out where they could leave and try to get a big league job with somebody else. And we had guys in AA. In fact, I got a phone call one day, and they said, "Hey, sweetie, we're going to do a line change." I said, "What? Line change? Hockey, you know, hold." And they said, "Yeah, we got five young guys coming to you." I said, "Holy cow, you're kidding." And what it was is it was our young phenoms from AA. And they sent them all at once. And it was like, okay, line change here. We went from an older club to a much, much younger club. Fresh blood, man, and we took off. These guys, they came up. They had energy. They were excited to be here. Now, they made some mistakes. There's some setbacks with it. But we had the patience. I've got a great coaching staff here. And we had the patience to let these guys get used to this level, play at this level, and we took off. And, you know, we finished very, very strong down the stretch here, and it's been with a line change.
We're talking to Rick Sweet, skipper for the Nashville Sounds. And, Rick, I am of the age where I have, I believe in my basement, all of the Rick Sweet baseball cards. And listen, I'm not talking about ordering them in the box. I'm talking about getting them out of the packs with the gum in there and trading and everything like that. So just know that you're talking to a pure baseball fan here.
Well, you got to be old if you.
Is the downside of me sharing that. It is sharing my age. I am getting up there in age for sure.
Well, I apologize for bringing it up, but I'm sure you're not older than me. So,
well, Rick, let me ask you this because it's such an interesting. You know that baseball, we love the postseason series, the best out of seven, who's going game one, who's going game two. But you've got a four-game single elimination. And as you mentioned, you get a lot of different guys over the course of the year. You've had some excellent pitching throughout the season, guys coming and going. But how do you decide who's pitching in the big two games here?
Well, it actually was very easy for me. We sat down as a staff and we talked about it, but Bosley's been our best pitcher all year. He leads the league. He's got 12 wins. He leads the league in wins. And that alone tells you, okay, he's in the top five in ERA. He's the guy. He's been consistent all year. And I expect him to have a great game. And then, our guy down the stretch here, Josh Lindblom, is going to pitch game two. And he has been probably the last seven starts has been the best starter we've had. He has gone 5 to 7 innings every outing. He's won almost every one of those outings or got a no decision. But those two guys are going to, they've been our main pitchers. They've been here all year. Bosley missed some time with an injury. So he missed some time in there, but Lindblom hasn't missed a start all year. He's been consistent. He's a veteran. You know, he's pitched Korea. He's pitched in the big leagues. And he's a team leader on this club. I mean, he is the veteran guy. And I'm sure he'll step up. And I'm looking forward to seeing him pitch in that game.
It's going to be exciting. Rick, before we let you go, I just want to give you the shout-out because talking about your baseball cards, it is interesting how the mustache has come back around in style, right? You had a great one going. I think you could compete with Philip Forsberg for the Preds, who gets all the attention for having the mustache, but I think you're right there neck and neck with him from back in the day.
Well, I'm working on it. You know, it's funny. When I do shave my mustache, I had a roommate one time with the Mariners. His name was Jim Beatty. He was a general manager in the big leagues. Zelma was my roommate, and we were two opposites. He's a Dartmouth graduate, so he had the sweater tied around his neck, and I had a big black cowboy hat, big mustache, and an afro, and you know, I'm 6 foot, he's 6'6". We'd be walking around town, people look at us like, look at that. I mean, there's two opposite guys right there. And what I did is I was in a slump, and I went home and shaved my mustache. I came to the ballpark the next day. He literally walked right by me, didn't recognize me, didn't say hi, didn't say anything, walked by me. And I turned around, I said, Zelmo. And he looked at me, and he goes, sweetie, you shaved. He walked right by me, didn't recognize me. My daughter, that same year that when I cut my mustache, my daughter must have been like 4 or 5 years old. She cried. She didn't let me hold her. I mean, she didn't know who the heck I was. So I got to keep my mustache just so I keep my identity.
Well. Rick, I'll say this. You know, I said yesterday to Chad Seeley, I feel like as the program director of the flagship station of the Sounds, I should accompany you to Las Vegas to make sure the broadcast goes right. That
yeah,
didn't go anywhere.
Go. Yeah, you. Yeah, yeah.
Jumping on the bandwagon, floater.
It didn't go anywhere, but best of luck out.
Nice try. You know, we feel like we're going to our home stadium because we're from Nash, Vegas, and we're just going to Las Vegas. That's like a home field advantage for us.
There you go. Exactly. But anyway, best of luck in Vegas. Best of luck today, closing out the regular season against the Memphis Redbirds. We will be watching, and you can listen on 94.9 The Fan starting at 11:50 with the great Jeff Hem. But thanks so much for joining us today, and best of luck.
Gentlemen, I had fun. Thanks a lot, and I'll be back. We'll see you.